I need help. I used our trivia question in the last hour. For the ASU tickets, I've got Suns tickets for our listener appreciation. What's a trivia question we could ask?
What was the date of Rosie's accident?
Ooh.
What's the date of Rosie's recovery? We don't know that yet.
How about something that's probably a surefire answer?
What
city is known as Arizona's Christmas City?
Oh, there you go. If you know that answer, text it to 411-923. And we will, between now and the end of this segment, is your time frame to do that. That's 411-923. And then we'll pick all the right winners and draw one at random. And you will be going to the Phoenix Suns versus Oklahoma City Thunder. Friday, December 28th, it is 7 p.m. These are Section 118, Row 12, seats 8 and 7. Going through, we've got a ton of communications coming in. A lot of people sad to hear about Rosie. Glad to hear you're in rehab. We're praying if prayers could be combined and heard, it'd be louder than the LSU's marching band. Praise Jesus, doing much better. Looking forward to hearing his voice again on the air. Jennifer keeps smiling. So thank you, everyone, for your comments. And you can... A lot of people still, to this day, if you can believe it or not, God bless them, they don't use internet, and they're looking, and they don't have computers, and they're looking for that P.O. Box. It's 1 P.O. Box, 14487, Scottsdale, AZ, 85267. And if you want to drop a postcard of Arizona landscape or picture Rosie's rehab room, looks like a collage of Arizona. We've got hundreds of cards that we've taped up for him to enjoy and look at as he's gradually getting his mobility back. That this helps keep him entertained and smiling, looking at all the different places and just dreaming about his next adventure.
It can be a kind of a lonely, quiet place, you know. So it is. Every card is appreciated, and every name he hears makes him smile, and you know, it does him good.
You've got some questions there.
I do. So, you know, we get emails all during the week. We're available not just during the show. One way you can get a question answered is by sending it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. In doing that, you can also attach a picture, which is really nice. So I have three here. You want to try them?
Yeah.
You want to try answering them? Okay. So the first one is about a lady, and she painted her home. She said, I had some stucco repaired before painting, and the product used apparently had silicone in it. Now, new paint job is peeling off where the repairs were made. Paint did not adhere effectively. I am in the process of peeling off the paint and need a product to put on the repair site so paint won't stick to it. Is there a process that can be done to fix this? They're too expensive to repaint.
Mm-hmm. So what you want to use is a paintable caulking. And what they probably bought was a non-paintable caulking for whoever the contractor was. We do, in caulking situations, elastomeric is acceptable. We don't like elastomeric as an entire coating for the home, but if you're looking to just replace cracks, there's no problem with that. It just needs to say paintable because there's paintable and non-paintable. Some caulking is designed to be the finished look, especially like a clear silicone or even a white one that is designed to be your finished look. I don't think I would try and put anything over the top of it. I would probably try and scrape it out. They do make scrapers. Remove as much of that old material as you can. Put a new paintable elastomeric and then do your touch-up work. If this was recent, the good news is you probably have leftover paint, or you can get the paint color and go get a match to that and paint over it, and you won't notice a discoloration. If this paint job is 5-6 years old, it's been faded by the sun, and this new patchwork is going to stand out like a sore thumb. So if it's recent enough, you may be lucky enough that you can cover that.
I spoke with our own Donnie Breeze as well from Rosie on the House Remodeling. We did really well. He gave an actual name of a product, XIM. It's a primer and a bond. So he said...
Go over the top of the caulk?
Mm-hmm. Good question. But that would be what you would use, and you used water-based for outside. I'll text him and find out for the next segment. How's that?
All right. You had more?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was going to text you. I thought we were at
the bottom
of the
hour. We're
still live on air. I'm sorry. Wait a minute while I read, please. I have a text to make. Okay, so this person says they have, they said, how often should bathroom under the sink fill valves be replaced? My home is 22 years old, and many of the valves are original and show some signs of corrosion. The plumbing company that did some work for me said they all need to be replaced.
I don't know about that. The lines from the copper that go to the faucet, that's your critical point. The shutoff valve really only comes into play if those pipes, if those lines burst and you can't turn it off. If you can turn it off, it's still fine. There is corrosion, but it takes a long time for corrosion to eat through copper. We'll finish talking more about that because there, and we actually had one of our own staff members experience this. There's right and wrong lines you can buy for those lines, for your water lines.